How do you approach non-smoking patients right now in a non-protocol setting, adjuvant, locally advanced, metastatic, first line?
Adjuvant setting, I give them the same systemic therapy I would give to a smoking population.
No erlotinib?
Not yet.
Suppose it's a female, Asian, you know, keep going down the line. Is there anything that would get you to do?
There might be things I would get Vince Miller to do. It wouldn't happen to me yet. There's several things that give me pause. You look at the Asian population, particularly the Japanese population, there's a higher risk of interstitial lung disease. And I'm not sure in the absence of a study that has clearly demonstrated survival benefit for erlotinib, I think you have to respect that toxicity. The other observation that deters me is the SWOG analysis. Remember, there was a randomized phase 3 trial in locally advanced non-small cell that looked at topoisomerase platinum radiation followed by docetaxel and then a randomization to maintenance gefitinib or placebo. And in that trial, gefitinib actually did worse. It wasn't significantly worse, but it was trending in the wrong direction. The p-value is 0.09. I will not empirically use erlotinib in either the adjuvant setting or in locally advanced non-small cell. I will only use it in advanced disease, and I will use it only sparingly upfront in treatment-naive patients, even though the indication, at least at this point, is essentially second and third line.
I mean, I'm looking at myself being a non-smoker diagnosed with metastatic disease first line. Maybe I'm not that sick symptomatically. You know, it sounds pretty tempting, you know, to try.
But I would preferentially put you on the trial that compares chemo du jour, probably chemo and bevacizumab, versus that combination.
But I mean, how much do you have to lose by, you know?
Probably very little, particularly in advanced disease.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a different issue. Adjuvant, locally advanced, I think the stakes are higher.
I mean, it reminds me a little bit about hormone therapy in breast cancer that is obviously less toxic than chemotherapy. And, you know, if the patient's stable, they're going to try it out. But I don't see that happening with non-smokers and non-small cell.
But that brings up another issue. At least in the adjuvant setting in breast cancer, hormonal therapy worked best, at least in those who got chemotherapy, if it was given sequentially and not concurrently. So there's a tremendous interest actually in re-looking at integrating EGFR TKIs with chemotherapy, but not simultaneously. Look at it sequentially or intercalate the EGFR TKIs either at higher dose or discontinuous regimen. Give the chemotherapy day one and then start the EGFR TKI day two or three, continue it for 2 weeks and then have a washout period. So we'll be seeing more data certainly in the next 6 to 12 months, I think, looking at some of these regimens. In the right population that has the clinical profile that would suggest a potential benefit to erlotinib, I'd certainly consider it upfront, but only in advanced disease. I have not used it empirically in the adjuvant setting. I will only do that on a clinical trial.